Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, March the 6th. Two guests today. We'll start first of all with Andrea Shelton, City of Columbia, recycling information for us. You've got a big workshop is starting next week, right?
Tuesday, March 19th.
Tuesday, March 19th. And what is this workshop?
Our first compost class of the season. It's our compost workshop.
Yeah.
We have probably about one of them per month between March and November. But this is our first compost class. So I'm trying to get some people to get enrolled. And it's just a fantastic class.
Oh, yeah. Because it's so important to compost. Number one, it keeps items out of the landfill.
Correct.
Number two, when you compost, you are making this wonderful organic
rich mixture. Yeah.
Yes. You can't buy anything that good
really
to put in your garden.
You really can't.
Yeah. And plus you feel good about
the environment.
The environment, mm-hmm. Exactly.
It takes a level of commitment from the composter to be able to do this. But in our class, you'll learn all these different composting methods. The greatest part about the class is also you get a free compost bin for attending.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the black bin?
It's a smaller black bin. The large black bin, that's valued at $70. And so I can sell that to the attendees for $20. So I can sell
them. I think that's what I bought that years ago, the black one.
Uh-huh.
It was $20. And you kind of feel like you're making stew, you know, when you put this stuff in there.
Yeah.
And you go put it in there. Yeah. And then you add a little bit of water.
Yeah, and you're not throwing away your food waste,
right.
You know, any kind of cellulose waste, leaves, spring is upon us. So you have grass clippings, leaves, any other cellulose material. Then you have your food waste with the exception of dairy and meat and bones that you can put in there. So you're not dumping your grass clippings in the drain, in the gutter. Like people do that all the time, and that's
no-no. Do they?
Yes. But it's a no-no.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big no-no. People put their leaves down the gutter. That's a no-no. That our sewage system is not made for that.
Right.
So a great place to do that is to compost it or even to take it to our mulch site, one of our mulch sites around town.
Yeah.
But composting, great idea, great way to get rid of your food waste at home and great way to get rid of those items in your garden
when you're weeding. Are you going to teach people about the worm composting too?
We do a little bit of teaching about the worm composting, but we still have our worm bins available for adoption.
Worms are available for adoption?
Yeah, I just prepped one because I have an elementary school that's coming to adopt them next week.
And when you adopt the worms, you get their little house too?
It is a little house. I should have brought it in so you could see it. It is a little green. It looks like a little house. It's green. It has this apple on the top of it where the air goes in there so they can breathe.
How many worms do they get?
It's a pound. Well, half a pound, I'm sorry. It's half a pound.
So when they adopt these worms, are they theirs or are they only foster parents for the worms for a short time?
They're foster parents for the worms for a short time, but these worms are multiplying the whole entire time they're with the classroom, so people can harvest the worms if they like. They can take some
worms. Okay, they can reach in and get a handful of them and
If you're a composter, you can.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the composting class starts, is it next week?
It's Tuesday, March 19th at 6 p.m. You can go to gocolumbiamo.com to register or give me a call at 874-6271.
Okay.
And then also we have classes all season long, spring, summer, and fall, and you can register for those classes also.
And this really, it's a lot of fun, and it's worthwhile.
It is.
It's good for you, for your home, for your yard, and for all of us.
Great.
Okay,
yeah,
gocolumbiamo.com.
Yes. Or call me.
And what's your number?
874-6271.
Are you going to have 5x7
blocks? I'm not. People are not interested in those anymore.
I've
really fallen off.
8x10 glossies.
I think it's the weight gain, maybe.
Andrea Shelton, City of Columbia,
thank you
so much.
Thank you. Come back again,
okay? Now we turn to Heather Harlan with the Phoenix program.
Hi.
Good to have you here, Heather.
So
are you going to go
beautiful.
To her composting class?
Yeah, I want to get that compost bin.
And maybe you can adopt
the worms. Sure.
Okay, so what do we want to get across about the Phoenix program?
We want to talk today just a couple minutes on the
first steps in getting help. And I think what your viewers and listeners important for them to know, I'm going to give them a couple of images, clocks and horses.
Okay.
So that does have something to do with substance abuse treatment, which is what Phoenix Programs does. First idea is clocks, that time is wasting. Earlier interventions yield better results. We know that, whether it's tooth decay or stroke or heart attack. The same is true when there are addictions or substance abuse issues. The earlier we intervene, the better the outcomes are going to be. So we know that.
You have to admit, though, that you have a problem.
That takes us to the horses part of it.
Okay.
So my coworker, Bobby Reichert, always says, well, you know, people are right. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you can do a lot to make the horse thirsty. And that's what we do. Our staff at Phoenix Programs are the personal change professionals.
But for a person to come in, don't they have to admit to themselves that they got
There's
a problem?
There's a lot we can do with family members who would call us to strategize. People always feel ambivalence towards their drug of choice. I love it. I hate it. It makes you feel alive. It's killing me. So to help them find the other side of that ambivalence and to work some ways, we can strategize with family members.
So you can talk to the family member to help get a person in.
Yes.
Not necessarily, you start with the family, not the person.
That's right. We can do that. And the first step, this is very easy, write it down, listeners and viewers, call us. Just call us, 573-875-8880. Zero and call us, because everyone, for you or your family member, can have a free consultation about health.
What does a family member look for if they feel that they're...
That's a good question, because on our webpage, there's under the resource tab on www.phoenixprogramsinc.org, there's a resource tab that says, do I have a problem? And it's a quiz. And you could take that on behalf of yourself or a family member that you wonder if they might have a problem. It is how much people use, but it's also what happens when they use in terms of their relationships or being able to work or carry out responsibilities.
So going to the website and what you click on, do I have a problem?
Yes, under the resources tab on our homepage. That's
okay.
Correct.
So someone listening to us right now may think that perhaps they got a problem, but they're not ready to deal with it. You can go to that web page and check it out for yourself.
Right.
Or perhaps someone that you love, you may think is having a problem.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, and then they can always, we've removed the barriers, made it as easy as possible. Call us. You can find a lot more information on Facebook, Get to Know Us Better. And then also, again, on our website, there's tons of information along with the quiz. Watches and horses, clocks and horses, yeah.
Thank you,
thank
Heather
you.
Harlan.
It's always good to be
always
here.
A pleasure to have on here. Some good information for us. We're just about out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to hopefully pass along information on how we can save money. Consumer Quiz with Mel Zelenik. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something that you would like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu. Okay? And if you'd like to watch this, kbia.org.